This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Farm workers could lose some overtime wage protections under a bipartisan proposal headed to the governor's desk. The bill narrowly passed in the House after hours of debate. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Under current Colorado law, overtime for farm workers kicks in after 48 or 56 hours a week, depending on the work. The bill would bump up the overtime threshold to 56 hours for all ag workers. Most other hourly workers earn overtime after 40 hours a week. Many progressive Democrats, like Representative Elizabeth Velasco, opposed the change and said ag workers should have the same protections as everyone else.
A 40-hour work week was established to signal to employers that working any more than that comes at the detriment to the workers' health and safety. And if a worker is to work over 40 hours a week, then they must be compensated fairly for the risk associated with that.
Bill backers say the highly seasonal nature of agriculture justifies a higher overtime threshold. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Another child has died from the flu in Colorado. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
This is the state's seventh pediatric flu death of the viral respiratory season, according to the state health department. A spokesperson says the child was under five and from outside the Denver metro area. It's been one of the state's worst winters for respiratory viruses. Colorado also recorded one pediatric death from COVID-19 and one from RSV since October. Only 31% of Coloradans received a flu immunization, with data on children trending slightly higher. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Snow very likely in Metro Denver today, and a freeze warning is in place across much of the state. You are listening to CPR News. Thank you for supporting your statewide public radio news service. It's 8:06.